Hello and welcome to TrustGodOnly.com. Today's title is In the Pursuit of Happiness to End the Darkness. In times of hardships and tragedies, usually our first reaction is to start worrying or fear the unknown. Our carnal mind always wants to look at the negative side of our problems and situations. Our minds start to become very imaginative and produce bad thoughts and delusions. Before I go any further, I would just like to state that the flesh and our carnal minds are corrupt. They want the things of the world, the pleasures, and everything that is opposite of what God wants for us. For those that are on a spiritual journey, you know the battles that you have with the flesh on a daily basis. Our imagination can produce some pretty grim outcomes of any hardship that we may be experiencing at the time. We can also latch on to these fabricated thoughts of doom, shut down our well-being, and start entering the darkness of worrying. We have to stop these thoughts quickly before they have a chance to grow. We need to change our minds to switch over to a more positive way of thinking. We can't predict the outcome of the future and what it holds for us. We just have to keep strong in our faith and believe that God knows what is best for us. When we accepted Jesus Christ, we were supposed to renounce our life and will and turn it over to God. After all, isn't this why we sought Jesus Christ to begin with? Wasn't our lives meaningless, empty, and missing something? We certainly don't know what is best for us or how to manage our lives in a way that meets God's will. Jesus said to pick up your cross and follow me. Jesus is the way back to God. He is the truth of all that comes from God, not man. God is infallible, but man isn't. We should know that by the many mistakes and bad decisions we make or made in our lives, Jesus is also life. The way to everlasting life is by knowing truth. Truth will set you free from the bondages of this world, Satan's world. The flesh is controlled by our pride. Our pride is total rebellion against God. We were born to be rebellious, ready to go after all the things that the world has to offer. We become accustomed to this way of life. We have happy moments along with sad ones. We have good times and bad times. We need to find that in between, which is equanimity. Man is always in pursuit of happiness, but which happiness is man in constant pursuit of? Some are always going after the temporary happiness in the things that the world has to offer, like money, recreational toys, clothes, food, shopping, alcohol, drugs, etc., etc. Some of these things have deadly results or lead to self-destruction. Some try to work both sides of the fence at the same time. They want what the world has to offer, and they also want what God has to offer. We can't have it both ways. There is no room in God's kingdom for two loves. It's either God or this passing world. Others have made a deep commitment from their hearts to follow Jesus Christ and do whatever it takes to reach spiritual maturity, to be in union once again with God and be blessed by God with everlasting peace and freedom from the bondages of this world. Isaiah 51:11. Worries, fears, and doubts will always keep us disconnected from God. They are our dark, negative emotions that set us back from becoming mature, spiritual adults. How can we say that we believe believe and live in God or Jesus Christ if we don't trust them. The scourging that Jesus went through, he did for us. It is so that he can circumcise our flesh and fine-tune our bodily senses so that we have no desire for the things of the world. We have to trust in Jesus as we walk with him, and he will strip us of these negative emotions, created love that causes us to attach our hearts to worldly things, and give us true spiritual emotions of light, positive emotions of compassion, and be filled with the uncreated love of God. Tests and trials can be very hard at times, so hard that we even have thoughts cross our minds like, why is God doing this to me? Or, what have I done to deserve this? Or, is this ever going to end? Maybe even, does God really love me? Or, I thought I knew God, so who is God? Don't ever think that God has abandoned you because he hasn't. I know it may seem like that at times, but trust God and believe that he has everything under control. Faith is darkness. Faith is like darkness to the flesh. Your soul and your intellect are beginning to dominate your flesh. Your flesh seems to become confused because it doesn't have control over its normal faculties anymore. Follow Jesus on a daily basis, and he will lead you into the light and away from the darkness of the flesh. Thank you, and this is I trust God only.com.